believe now you can carry a knife. Well, you can't. A knife of any length is still prohibited.
Well, thank you, Chick, and we'll get back to you again. We've got our friend Johnny Jett on the line. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
We had a little telephone.
I know, I tried calling the studio, and it wasn't.
Yeah, when you call in, when someone's on the line, it just doesn't go to it. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. You know what I thought we'd do today? Let's talk about Johnny the Jet. I mean, we talk about your places, we talk about your travels, and last week we covered the first half of your previous trip, and I know you've just returned from another one, but, you know, Michael is taping my mouth with duct tape, so I, you know, don't tell, you know, tip off anybody to your trip until your newsletter comes out. But let's talk about Johnny. Let's talk about how you got this started. Let's talk about your website, and go from there.
Well, actually, today I'm getting a brand new homepage.
Are you?
Yeah, so...
Did you redesign the whole thing?
The homepage is all redesigned. It should come out in about a couple hours. I'm waiting for the designers to bring it back, upload it. And we've been working on that for a while, so it's going to make it a lot more easier to navigate.
Yeah, this,
but you want to know how I got started and stuff like that?
Well, I just thought... I mean, let's just touch a little bit on that, because, you know, people keep asking us... You know, we hear about the Johnny Jet, we you know, all of that stuff, but what we don't know is what it's all about.
Well, what it's all about is trying to find the cheapest deals online and information. And I created the website just because, you know, there's so many websites out there that give information, but there's really not one out there that has everything you need.
And
That's what started it all, because, you know, websites won't link to competitors, and we don't really have a competitor. We don't have a competitor.
Right.
So mine is just mostly like a directory and trying to make it easier for people. Instead of going to a search engine and typing in travel and getting 2 billion results and not knowing what to look for, you know, everything's broken up in categories.
It's a one-stop shop.
Exactly. Gosh, so early in the morning, I can't think.
Well, for those listening, Johnny's in California, so he's 3 hours earlier. So
yeah,
what he's done is he's put together this amazing website that has all kinds of information, and I'm quite pleased that you're changing the homepage a bit, because there's so much information on there, it does get a little bit complicated.
Definitely.
Yeah, and getting to where you want to go. So
hopefully you'll like this one a lot better, and so a lot more people. But
so,
we also have a weekly newsletter that
right.
has all the travel news, the deals, websites of the week, webcams of the week, which I know you love, and also stories and pictures where I go for the week.
And which is a lot of places. So one can go to the homepage. Of course, I get the newsletter and I go from there. But if you don't get the newsletter, you can go to johnnyjet.com. You can scroll through that. There's in the first section, well, that may change, but in the first section, there's a little prompt of "Where's Johnny?" And when you go to that, it covers his last trip, and which is usually full of great photographs, great information. And I think what we like the most about it, Johnny, it's down-home kind of writing.
Yeah.
You're a down-home guy.
I didn't go to Harvard.
Yeah.
I went to Loyola Marymount.
Yeah, well, I went to Harvard. The thing is, though, but, you know, whether you went to Harvard or wherever one went to school, one can still write down home, and it's just good old, it's good talking, and I think that the average person really enjoys it, and I certainly do. I read it every week. So it started out, it must have been a lot less, you know, a lot more simple when you first started it out, and then you began to add, and then, of course, you wrote a book.
Yeah, well, I mean, I started everything for fun. I used to be afraid to fly, so I was always fascinated with how I could go from one place to another in just a few hours.
Right, and make use of your flyer miles.
Yeah, well then, and then, you know, the airlines got us all hooked on the freaking flyer miles, and back then you could, you know, use them pretty much any time you wanted to, but that's a little bit different these days.
So you're going to redo the home page.
Yeah, it's done. Just waiting for it to be uploaded.
Oh, okay. And you're just back from another trip.
I just got back. I can tell you where I went if you like.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I was in New Zealand and Australia.
Now, weren't you just in Australia with your dad not too long ago?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Okay. But you didn't do New Zealand.
No, this is my first time doing New Zealand.
Great place, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it really is.
A very close friend of mine is leaving next week, and he's flying, Air Nui?
Air Tahiti Nui?
Yeah, Air Tahiti Nui.
Going through Papeete?
Right.
And it's one of my favorite airlines, by the way.
And they fly out of New York.
Yeah, they just started that nonstop service from New York to Papeete.
Exactly. I really
the
should
flight
get...
attendants change their outfits 3 times during the flight.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a long flight.
Well, I mean, from LA, I've only done it from LA. It's only 8 hours from LA.
Well, from New York, it's like 20, I guess, or 18. Because when I worked for Qantas at one point, and we would fly from New York to San Francisco, then to Nandi, and then over. And it was the longest night I ever spent because I left New York. It was just getting dark around 6 o'clock in the evening. And, of course, when I arrived in San Francisco, it was night there. And I didn't. And then Hawaii, the same. And then when I got to Nandi, the sun was starting to come up, and there was another day.
Look at that.
So, so this friend of mine is leaving this week or next week, and he's flying on that airline, and he's very much looking forward to it. He's actually a Kiwi. He's from New Zealand, and as you say, it's one of the places that they name themselves after a bird that doesn't fly.
That's true. But I also flew Air New Zealand, by the way, down there. And I flew Qantas back. And they were both excellent.
Yeah,
Air New Zealand had a flat bed.
Oh, they did they?
It was the best sleep I ever had on a plane.
Yeah, that's got to work. I haven't flown Qantas for a while, but their in-flight service used to be absolutely superb.
Yeah, the flight attendants are great. They just redesigned the first class, business first class, and it's nice. You know, it's not a completely flat bed. It's almost like Singapore Airlines, where it's a little bit of an angle.
Right.
I mean, compared to coach, it's a million times better. But business class, you know, when you compare it to like Air New Zealand with the business class, it's Air New Zealand has a good product out right now.
Well, that's great. How about a webcam?
How about
a website?
How about flightstats.com?
How about that? Flightstats.com.
Now, what this does, it's a website. And what you do is you put in an airline and the flight number, and it will tell you exactly the performance summary. So it'll tell you what the on-time percentage is, and it breaks it down on how many minutes late it is. I think it does the last 50 flights. So it'll tell you if it's 15 to 29 minutes late, what the percentage is, how many times it's been between 30 and 44 minutes late, and then how many has been really late, or how many times it's been canceled or diverted.
So you can get a pretty good idea of what you're going to expect when you get to the airport.
Yeah, and you know, before you're booking a certain flight, you can log on to here and find out exactly. You know, there's some flights that are always delayed, and
right.
You want to try and avoid those.
Yeah, that's pretty terrific, though. I like that.
I got another one for you.
Go ahead.
Want another one?
Yeah.
FBOweb.com.
Give me that again.
FBOweb.com.
Okay.
And this one, you are going to love this one. You have to have Google Earth, which I'm sure you already downloaded, most people.
I have it.
And it has 7 airports, Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, Atlanta, JFK, Miami, and Seattle, and it gives you live radar of the inbound traffic. It shows you the planes. It shows you the flight numbers, where they're coming from, where they're going to, the speed. It's hot.
So it's FBO, standing for Fixed Base Operator.
Exactly.
That's great. I'll check that out after the show. I love that. I mean, is there one that you can actually... I found something one day where you could actually go to a particular city and you could listen to the tower. For the flights that were on approach or departing, but I kind of lost it, and it's interesting if you happen to be somewhere in the area, you can actually listen to your flight and know approximately where it is, you know.
Oh no, it's awesome. We do have it, and you know what? I just wrote about it, and my computer just shut down. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was on battery powered. But I'll have to give that to you next time.
I mean, can you imagine sitting at? You can sit in the airport with your laptop if they have Wi-Fi or wherever you are, and you could actually listen to. Oh, there it is. They're 20 minutes out. So
I don't know if everyone can understand the flight talking.
Well, once they're working approach control and they start working ground control, it's pretty easy stuff. You know, some of the other might be a little complicated. Did you say you had a webcam or?
You know what? I just recovered. I just turned my computer back on.
Is there a problem with your phone?
No. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you okay, but we couldn't reach you for some reason.
No, I was trying to call you.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why we got a constant busy.
That's why I got a constant voicemail. And how about earthcam.com? I think I've given that to you before.
Yeah, we'll take it again because a lot of people might not have heard it last time.
That's earthcam.
Right.
.com. And they have every webcam out there. So you can just type in a city, a country,
and you can look at it live.
But they also have like webcams of the day, and they also have like their top 10 picks, and it's usually like New York, Chicago, but they're right there. You just click whatever you're looking for.
Right.
And they have some really cool webcams.
Are you in town for a while?
I'm in town for a couple weeks.
And then you're off. Oh, and our friend Kerry Morrissey from Ocean Properties is in town, I understand.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to see him tomorrow.
Are you planning to see him? He was going to have... I had set up a lunch. In fact, I would have given him a call. I set up a lunch with him today with the fellows from Wheel of Fortune. And I think he's taking him to that famous country club. Where everywhere you turn, you see another star.
Oh, one of those.
One of those. Johnny, great talking to you.
Great talking to you,
and
too.
We'll talk to you soon. I'll look forward to going to johnnyjet.com and looking for your new home page.
Thank you, and I will find you that website with the where you can listen to the control tower.
Great.
All right.
Talk to you again. Thanks.
You too.
Bye for now. Well, that was... Johnny Jet. And let's see what we've got for next week. We've got, let's see, Evan Eggers, of course. No, you know what? Evan Eggers isn't going to be with us next week, but Mark Gushman, editor of Equestrian Adventurer, and Suzanne Wright. Karen LaPerry, so don't miss it. Until then, this is Roy Lowy saying bye for now and happy travels.
You've been listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Visit our website at ttrn.com for complete show archives and interviews with guests like Chris Elliott, Peter Greenberg, Bob Fisher, Johnny Jet, and many other great travel professionals. Don't forget to tune in live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern for more Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends.
Yeah, I'm back, and, security while traveling is of the utmost concern to all of us, and today I'm pleased to have longtime friend and security expert, Mr. Charles Sluckian, with us.
You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism, broadcasting live from Florida's Sun Coast on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
And this is the travel guy, Roy Lowy, and we have a great show for you today. Thank you, Scott. You're listening to the Voice of Travel, broadcasting live from Florida to the world. My guests today are Mr. Evan Eggers with the Cruise Buzz, Thomas Talboy of Ubiquity International, Bonnie Neely, and Johnny Jett. This segment of the show is brought to you by SureCruise.com, your online cruise superstore, and in part by USA 3000 Airlines, offering low-cost fares from St. Petersburg, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, and Orlando. And we have on the phone with us Mr. Evan Eggers of SureCruise.com. Good morning, Evan.